Hello and welcome back to the Pasta Physique podcast. We were on a break here for a little bit as we were traveling for the past month, and we can't wait to bring you new, fresh episodes, what we learned about, what life was like when we were back in America for the first time in many years. But today, I am bringing you an interview. It was actually an Instagram Live, and in this interview with Atalia, she and I had an awesome chat about beating burnout, about all things health and business and what it is to, reconnect to your why and to live your passion. So I'm going to go ahead and cut this intro, keep it short, but keep listening. Stay tuned for that interview and stay tuned for more episodes on the way.
Okay, there we are. Hello.
How are you?
I am so good. So happy to connect with you. And I'm so, so glad you're here and for taking some time out of your day. I am so excited to bring you to my community and to connect. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So my goal with starting this Instagram Live series with bringing different experts in to my community. So I focused a lot on the mind-body connection, and welcome, hello to everybody who is joining. I focused a lot on the mind-body connection and then how we can use that to bring clarity, to bring purpose into our day. So Atalia, I'm so happy to have you here. You're also an expat like me. So I feel like as business owners have like our own unique set of, I want to say problems, but it's just different scenarios, different situations that we also face while living abroad. So I would love for you to introduce yourself and tell a little bit more about what it is that you do.
Okay, so I'm glad to be here. I am Atalia. I am a personal brand coach. I originally was a nurse, and my husband wanted to move over to Germany, where I'm living now. And so I started getting in the online space, trying to figure out what the heck I was going to do. And so in the end, now I am a personal brand coach. I've done social media management. I've helped people market and grow their businesses online through different avenues. And so that is kind of a miniature of my version of to get here. And now full-time, yeah. I work online and I am living in Germany. And so I'm just excited to be here. And I also help women create multiple streams of income online. And I'm a sole believer that you do not need that 10K following in order to create a sustainable, profitable business.
I love that. I love that. And I have so many clients too, who either have some sort of creative outlet that they're looking to monetize, or that they're looking to turn into a business, or have a business, or have a business as a side hustle. So, when we think about like life as a business owner, when we think about, the creativity that comes into that, the passion that comes into that, what advice do you have, working with different coaches, being in this online space now, being in this online space full time, what advice would you give to help keep that fire lit, right? Like, so that we don't get into a place of burnout.
I would like to firstly say is burnout is real and it occurs to almost everyone. And when you start to feel that kind of resentment, because when you are in that burnout stage, you feel that resentment towards the everyday things of your business. I think it's very important to do that reflection, like reflecting on yourself and where you're at, because you might be feeling the burnout because it's time for you to grow. It's time for you to move on to the next thing. Or you might also feel the burnout because it's time to slow down. It's time to focus on other things outside of your business. So kind of that reflection. So the way that I personally like to reflect is by journaling, doing some mindset work, exercising, spending some time outside, and kind of just coming in tune with yourself and having that inside question, like asking yourself, like, am I upset because I'm overworking myself? Am I upset because I haven't taken time off? Or am I upset because I feel like I've put myself in a pigeonhole and I'm meant to grow and I'm holding myself back, right? So kind of having that reflection.
I love that.
And then also going back to your why. Like, why did you start this business? So we all have our things of why we started the business, whether it's personal. In the end, all of us as industry providers, I guess, would say, is we want to add value to others. So where are you adding value, and kind of take a look at that and see, like, is my why still standing?
I love that, especially the reframe of, like, you know, if you are feeling that burnout, if you are starting to feel that resentment, like, maybe it's an opportunity to, like, look at what's next. Mm-hmm. You know, I posted earlier in my stories, this came up for two of my clients yesterday, where they felt like they were in a space of expansion, but then there's that contraction, just like when we take a deep breath, right? Like, you inhale to expand, but then there's that contraction. And what if instead of, you know, resisting that, it was an opportunity to, like, lean in and to be like, okay, but what, we don't fight our breath, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't, like, resist the inhales and the exhales. So what if, like you said, that it's actually an opportunity to be like, well, maybe there's something else out there for me.
Yes, exactly. Like, there might be something that is, and that's what happens when you grow, that uncomfortable, like, burnout is very, very uncomfortable. I've been burnout a couple of times throughout my business, and it's uncomfortable. And when you're feeling that uncomfort, it might be your sign to be like, okay, like, you're playing it small. Like, you need to go bigger.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I love that. And, like, playing with the edge, right? Like, playing with, like, leaning into that, right? Instead of, like, going inwards and just kind of shutting down, like, what is that trying to teach me? And, you know, if you're a business owner, or even if you're not, and you've experienced that burnout, and you're catching us on the replay, or you're live with us now, definitely let us know in the comments, or tap that heart if that's something that you've experienced. Because, like you said, Atalia, I think we've all experienced it at some level in some form of being a business owner, being honestly just a person in alive in 2022, mm-hmm. right? Like, it has its own set of challenges, but it's also part of the journey, right?
Yes, for sure.
And I would love to hear, speaking of journey, because I know you were a nurse, full time. Is that right?
Yes.
Like, prior to, mm-hmm. to do it. Do now. So this has also been a conversation that's been coming up between me and my clients. I just made the leap in 2022 from full-time in a 9-to-5 in a leadership role into now fully running my yoga and wellness business. So I would love to hear what that journey looked like for you. I paused. Oh,
okay. No.
Okay. I'm back. How what that journey looked like for you, and how you knew, like, what was the sign for you to take that leap, speaking of journey and speaking of discomfort?
Yes. Okay. So I think for me, the journey was tough. I feel like it's like this pool, because I'm not a person that hated my job. I really loved my job. Like, right now there's that trend that's like, keep going or whatever, and people show, like, where they were before and, like, where they're at now. And it's like, I had that conflict of, like, I loved having my business, but I also loved working as a nurse and going to those deliveries and having those relationships with patients and being part of people's lives when they bring in a new life, right? It was something that was just, you know, mm-hmm. like, gave me that fire. So I had the tug and pull of, like, oh my God, am I doing the right thing? And I think that every business owner, right, even when you're getting close, you're like, oh my God, is this the right thing? Like, what if I do this and then I want to go back? Or, like, what if I make this huge announcement that I'm, like, quitting my 9-to-5 and then it's like, I fail, right? So we all have those experiences and we're just like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, like, what is happening? And so that was one thing that I really, like, felt. And I also felt freedom. Like, I also felt the, like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I no longer have to submit my time off. I no longer have to worry about that. And I honestly, me ending up quitting my job was not really, it was all due to the vid, you know? Because yeah. I was no longer able to travel to go back to work. My original plan was to go back mm-hmm. every 6 weeks. I woke up one day in January, 2 years ago or a year ago, and I was just like, I think I'm gonna stay. Like, I just was like, I think I'm gonna stay. And my husband's like, what?
This is it. It's happening.
He's like, what? And then I was like, yeah, this is home now. Like, I'm gonna stay. And he's like, Okay, like that sounds great. And so that is how it happened. I sent an email, I put in my 2 weeks notice, and it was crazy. And it kind of, I guess what ignited the whole thing was in November, I had told my boss, like, oh my gosh, like I'm going to be traveling back and forth. My husband got this job in Germany. We have this home, we have this stuff that we need to take care of. And it was an automatic, like, push against me, like, you should just quit, you know? And so,
yeah,
like that there kind of took the fire for me. And it made me kind of look from the outside and say, like, you know, like, she didn't really, I did so much for my job, right? You do so much for your like job. And it's like, I didn't really receive that back when I needed help. And so yeah, that's what ignited it all. But in the end, I just kind of just took a lip for it. And here I am.
We keep on moving forward. You know, I heard this, and I could hear this coming out for you, but I heard this quote once about dharma, which, you know, in yoga philosophy is when you are living your purpose, right? And that there's so many things that can give us a passion. There's so many things that we can feel passionate about, but so often we find ourselves in situations where, like, if the dharma was the fire inside of us, that we are reigniting that, right? Like, we're looking, like, we might, like, I loved being a teacher, but I was constantly reigniting that flame. Like, I was constantly looking for ways to keep that flame lit. But now as a yoga teacher, it is always lit. And I can hear too, like in your voice, you loved helping people in the role that you were in. And now you have, like, that translates into what you do now in a way that allows you to live all of those passions without having to work at keeping the flame lit.
Yes, exactly. That totally aligns.
Now, and speaking of alignment, which leads right into my next question, when you are an expat, when you have a business, when you love to travel, I know we both love to travel. I see you traveling too. What's your next trip? What's your next trip that you have planned?
I want to do the Christmas markets. So I'm not sure. I want to do the Christmas markets. We have like nothing planned.
Yeah, we don't either, but that's on my mind too, is the, you know, getting into the Christmas markets. I feel like they're starting to come back in Europe now too, like even more so than last year, which is really exciting to see that happening. So maybe we'll meet up and rendezvous in Germany for
Yes, for if some you come Christmas to Germany, markets. Let me know, because there's so many great Christmas markets here.
It would be so fun. So knowing, you know, all of these passions, how do you check in with yourself, or what do you do to make sure that you are in alignment, not just with your passions, but with your own values?
I think especially when you're online, like the online space has so many different, I guess, people. Like, you get in this space of like, oh, this person's doing this, so I should be doing this, right? And I think I just stay in my own lane, because it's going to be very hard, y'all, to keep up with the Joneses. Like, I remember when I first started, I used to be like, oh my God, like, this person's doing this and that, and they have YouTube, and they have that, and I only have this. Like, you have no idea behind the scenes of that, right? Like, you have no idea behind the scenes how many people are working on that project, right? And when you're a solopreneur and it's just you, there is no way you can have all of those things. And so staying in my lane is like the number one thing that I do. Is once, if I see something and I even have that thought of like, oh, maybe I should be doing more, I hide that person. I'm like, this person, it's not aligning. Like, they're making me question like the things that I'm doing. And then I also am a heavy believer in like, what's for you is for you, right? Yes, you're going to have to work for it, but what's for you is for you. And so lately I have been in this place of like, okay, like I'm doing this and this is what is for me. And I write down my goals. So I write down monthly goals. So I'll write down my goals based on like how I'm feeling. So I do goals on like personal goals in my personal life with my husband and I do goals based on my business. I do goals based on like exercise. And then I also do like mindset, like this month I want to focus my energy on this when it comes to mindset. So having those different things and having goals is going to help you kind of align yourself rather than being the person that's just going to like jump at everything, right? There's so many shiny objects out there and you don't really have to jump for them because you're in your spot and you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
I love that so much. And that is, you know, a lesson that has proved itself time and time again, like in my own life. And it, you know, even just from the first time I stepped on a yoga mat to where I'm at now, like what is for you is not going to pass you by. Mm-hmm. Like exactly what you said, like what's for you is for you. And if that passion, like if that desire to start a business, to move to a new country, like we both did, to, you know, to travel as your, you know, as your main source of income full time, whatever it is, like if it's on your heart, I firmly believe it's there for a reason. Like it's not a coincidence.
It really isn't.
And I also love what you said about staying in your lane. It's like putting the blinders up, right? Like I've been trying and you know, you tell me what you think about this. It's been my thought process lately, but you, as you know, like your expert is in content, is in doing this, is my focus has been like creating before I consume. So instead of like opening the app first, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, I make it a point to create something in my life, whether it's creating content and, you know, for my clients, for my community, creating space in my body, creating, you know, more peace, whatever it is, that's my goal. And I would love to hear your perspective on that.
Yes. So when it comes to content creation, that is one of the things that blocks people, is like people get really like, oh my gosh, like my content isn't as good as this person's content. But what I like to do is watch people's like, I don't even follow anyone that does what I do. Like I follow people, of course, like my business coach, but I never like sit there and like look at somebody who's doing something that I'm doing. I honestly follow a lot of like fashion bloggers and I follow like mom bloggers. And that's what inspires me, is like other people creating content and then me taking that and being like, oh, I can make this into my niche. Like this is how I can do that. And then also TV, like watching a television gives me all of the ideas. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like people are like, what did you do today? I watched television all day, but it's like, I was working because in my head, I'm like thinking and seeing stuff. And then automatically my automatic response is to have my notes open and I'll start taking notes and writing stuff. I also believe that you should create when you're inspired. When you feel inspired. And yes, there's going to be times when you don't feel inspired. That's when you're going to go back to your old content, either repost it or repurpose that old content. But when you're feeling that inspiration to create, write notes, do the videos. Like if you're like, oh my God, I look great today, then do 10 videos,
yeah,
right? Like you look great. You better.
Absolutely.
So like, that's what I feel when it comes to content creation. And I do believe that it is important to create your own before you consume others. But if you are someone that gets inspired by consuming, I would highly suggest you go and follow people that are not inside your niche.
I love that. I mean, one, it's been a big piece of advice for me too, is like, listen to podcasts that don't have anything to do with what you do with, like watch movies, like you said, watch TV that have nothing to do with what you do, because the idea is just from being an observer, right? Like being a curious observer about your thoughts, your actions, the people around you, the things that you see. And like that can spark so much when you can drop into the present and almost like study what's going on. Like you said, you're watching Netflix, but you got your notebook there. You're thinking of things. It's so, so true. And we can find that inspiration in everyday life if we're open to that, right? Like if we don't have those blocks put up from being in burnout, like when we were talking, you know, in the beginning.
Yeah.
Love that so, so much. So I also, speaking of Instagram and TikTok, I know this is just random question because I know you're in both places, as am I. Do you have a favorite? Like what is your favorite content platform?
Honestly, it depends. So I can't choose one. When it comes to community, like just like me,
it's so hard, right?
When it comes to building a community, I love Instagram because I actually like my following or my community. I've known a lot of them since I started. I have like conversations daily in my DMs about random things. And I just love that community aspect. When it comes to growth and in growing your, I guess, like your business or growing your online platform, I would say TikTok, because TikTok does give small creators that opportunity, right? You have that opportunity to have that growth, just like any, like you're seen on TikTok, just like anybody on Instagram. I feel like now they have all of these speculations. I don't know. They have their Instagram is like that person, that hot mess friend, that it's a hot mess, but you still hang out with them.
Cannot get it together. Yeah.
The one that cannot get it together, but you still hang out with them because they're a great time. Like, that's how I feel about Instagram. Like, Instagram is a great time.
I love that analogy.
But it's a hot mess. It's hot mess friend. Like, you're just like, oh my God, you're a hot mess. So I can't choose a favorite.
But like, TikTok's the friend that you can fully be yourself on, I feel. Like, there may be some like very like ignorant comments that come out of nowhere sometimes, like that just are like, okay, come on, people. Like, no, thank you. But I also feel like you don't have to, like, I don't know, there's, for me, I went on like a TikTok spree, I guess you could say, over the summer. And it was just almost freeing to be away from like what we have almost now built into our subconscious is what we think is supposed to be like on Instagram. Whereas TikTok, it was like, all right, I'm a millennial here. Hello, I have no clue what I'm doing. And it was fine. It was almost fun to like kind of like take the chains off of, you know, these ideas that maybe I like would process more for Instagram and TikTok. It's like, nope, whatever, anything goes here.
I think it's how we were trained. Like, our brains think of Instagram as this pretty place and you have to have everything curated. But if you see throughout, like, you don't have to. I think the thing is, though, you don't have the opportunity to post like 10 times a day. Like, if you have an idea, right, on TikTok, you're just like, da, 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 and then da, 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 da.
Here it
and
is.
And then here's this. And then throw this at you too. And you know what? I like this so much. I'm going to post it 3 times, right? But you can't do that on Instagram. Like, you have that one time a day, right, where you post. And so I think that's also an added benefit of TikTok.
So I think that would then be for you know, if you're coming into business or if you're thinking about starting a business, like, it's okay to be on in both places. It's okay to play. It's okay to, you know, watch Netflix, get ideas, keep your passions lit up, come back to your why. I love how you said that in the beginning, by the way. And for the people who are just joining us, I think that's always something worth doing, no matter what type of journey you're on, whether you're on your own business, entrepreneurial journey, whether you are on some kind of health or wellness or fitness journey, whether you are on your own self-discovery journey, but always resetting and reconnecting and coming back to your why. Even just now when I'm like Instagram or TikTok, we'll come back to your why. Like, what is it that, you know, you want to create in your life? I think that's so important and something that I would like highlight and just pull from this interview is like something so critical, I think, in everybody's journey.
Yes, I think it's very important. And also knowing and acknowledging that when you do create that content, you deserve to be paid for it, right? You deserve, like, yes, we're out here, we want to add value to other people's lives, but if you're somebody that is online and you're taking the time, we all know how much time content creation takes. You're taking the time and energy to create that content, you should be compensated. And you should at least find one way to create a stream of income from that, whether it be something that's like a side hustle or if you want to go full time.
And that segues us perfectly into Atalia. If there are people who want to reach out to you, to connect with you, to know more about what they can do or how they can work with you or how they can learn from you, what do you have going on right now? What's the best way for them to connect with you? Please share, because I know you are just so full of energy and light, and anybody would be lucky to have the opportunity to learn from your wealth of knowledge.
Thank you so much, Jen. So Currently, I have a program called The Profitable Creator, where I work with you for 6 months and we go over basically how to create that profitable business, creating consistent income months. And then I do have intensives here and there. Those are available monthly. And then if you go to my website, www.italiascerebral.com/resources, there are some other ways. I do have digital products. If you're somebody that's struggling with Instagram Reels, I do have a Reels course for that. And then I actually partnered with another creator and we created a TikTok course. So if you're on TikTok or you're wanting to be on TikTok and you're just like, how do I grow on TikTok? we have a course not only to help you grow on TikTok, but also to create a stream of income on TikTok. And it's less than $100. So it's not one of those like big, heavy, whatever courses. We just wanted to create something to kind of help you grow your business.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. And please definitely reach out to Italia, connect with her. I mean, my vision with what I'm doing is to help women not only connect with themselves, but also to, you know, grow our community of women who are chasing their passion, who are doing their thing and just like living their life on purpose. So I really appreciate that you know, taking the time out of your day to be here, to chat with me, to chat with our community. And I just appreciate it. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. I am going to post this, Italia. So I will put your handle in there to anyone who is tuning in or catching the replay. Definitely check it out and connect with us. And we'll see you inside Instagram or TikTok.
Bye.
Bye.